Atlanta Fever make it official. Caitlin Clark is coming to Indianapolis. And ticket prices have gone through the roof. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. So the Fever, if you follow women's basketball, now have Caitlin Clark. Last year they got Aaliyah Boston out of South Carolina. Man, they better win and win a lot. For those of you who don't follow women's basketball, which is the vast majority, this means the opportunity for some good money for downtown for a couple months. I said a couple weeks, I should really extend that out because not everybody's going to get in those first couple weeks. Those first games are going to be ridiculous. And yeah, the field house is going to get sold out. We'll see how it goes, because if they win, well then, best of luck. Best of luck again with the whole get the tickets now thing. As we've discussed, and I'm most curious, and I'd love to hear from some of the people we've reached out to at the Fever, or one person specifically, and I'd love to reach out to some others. How do you manage the expectations? Because this is not just about the WNBA or the Fever. It's about, you know, how ownership or leadership, coaches, how they manage a team with this kind of hype, because the hype is going to be out of control. Out of control, crazy. The Fever did exactly what it is they were expected to do. Very glad somehow that something maddening didn't come up, because if anything, we should want the spectacle. Spectacle is good. We should want the spectacle. Let's see that happen. So she doesn't get to town today. She gets to town tomorrow. All right. I would have figured she gets to town today. Right? The draft was yesterday. She gets to town today. It makes sense. Where did Angel Reese go? Angel Reese went 7th. And I can't figure out what team she went to. I have no idea what team she went to. So someone's got to tell me, because I can't tell from this. I got to find that out. She went 7th in the draft. The one from LSU, the fighting, the whole you can't see me. That was her. This is more WNBA talk than I ever thought I'd do. But hopefully it means some busy restaurants and some busy hotels. And yeah, I'm always down for that. Always, always, always. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair. Wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day. Slipping into stockings, stepping into shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat.
Well, I'm... feel very deeply for all those people who are trying to get to work or trying to pick up a kid. Very worried about the diversion of police resources when it needs to be stopping crime in cities like San Francisco, where firefighters are having to go there when they might have calls for fires out. I have to say, Sandra, I agree with you that you have to get to these criminals early. If something like this happened in Arkansas on a bridge there, let's just say I think there'd be a lot of very wet criminals that have been tossed overboard, not by law enforcement, but by the people whose road they're blocking. If they glued their hands to a car or the pavement, well, probably pretty painful to have their skin ripped off. But I think that's the way we'd handle in Arkansas. And I would encourage most people anywhere that get stuck behind criminals like this who are trying to block traffic to take matters in their own hands. There's only usually a few of them, and there's a lot of people being inconvenienced. It's time to put an end to this nonsense.
That's Senator Tom Cotton on Fox News, who's clearly been listening to this show. We were on this a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Who are these people to decide they can block traffic? Who they can decide they can destroy art? Decide that they can tell you how to maneuver in your life? Forget them. They violate the social contract and you're supposed to do nothing but take it? No. No. No, they're not special. And so you had these blockades that took place across the country yesterday. They stopped traffic going to O'Hare Airport, Chicago. They blocked the Golden Gate Bridge, and police just watched. What good are the police? That's a question. If IMPD or the Indiana State Police want to answer that, what value do you provide if you allow that to happen? And if you tell me my hands are tied, we can't do this, the governor this, and someone that. Okay. Then Senator Cotton is even more right, right? Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. These blockades happened across the country. They're stopping traffic, trying to grind business to a halt, all because these people are desperate to murder as many Israelis and then Americans as possible. What? Well, just saying it correctly. I don't see the issue. Who wants to argue this? 317-239-9393. Feel free. In the end, you want Israel gone, and then you want the same thing to happen to America. If you didn't, why in the world at these rallies would people be chanting death to America? Why would people be learning how to chant death to America in Farsi? That's the language they speak in Iran. Why? There's only one reason. Your argument is somehow we can't see you. We can see you. We understand what's up. That's a weird thing you're doing. Pretending somehow that what you're doing, isn't actually what you're doing. That's crazy town. Don't you get that? Yet a lot of people, they want that to be the case. They want to pretend that that what's happening isn't really happening, and they want to pretend that somehow that you can't see them. But you can. You can see right through them. I'd give you a salute, but it's radio right there. An update for Israel's response to the attack from Iran. Just a couple of quick things as a reminder. Iran sent 350 drones and ballistic missiles into Israel. This in response to the targeting of an Iranian general by the Israeli military in Syria, in Damascus. Israel did not hit an embassy. People on the right and the left have been lying about this since the attack. It was not an embassy. It was a hit on an Iranian general, part of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps there, the Quds Force from Iran. And Iran responded by trying to kill everyone they could with 350 drones and missiles. 99% of them were knocked down. And the White House says, okay, that's enough. The White House knew the attack was coming. The White House knew the scope of the attack. The White House allowed the attack to take place. That's not an ally. Joe Biden's figuring, the Biden administration figuring is, okay, they have this small response, and then that's okay, that's good. And then it's over and everybody's out of it. No one's out of it. Joe Biden's a child. And the people who support Joe Biden clearly have failed to recognize this very important concept. You can't just keep taking hits and think that it's victory. As a matter of just strategy, one cannot keep taking hits and think that it is victory. If you launch 350 rockets, and they launch 350 rockets, and you stop 99% of them, that means 3.5 rockets get through. If you only stop 86% of them, it means 49 rockets get through. Not bad, but still dead people. No nation can survive this way. Of course, Israel is going to respond. The question is how. Northern Command, according to IDF, is conducting cyber and combat drills. You have, I believe it's their Air Force on ready alert. How is this attack going to take place and where? These are questions that we don't have answers to. And something that could start, by the way, at any second. Remember, they are 7 hours ahead of us. You've got military bases in Iran. You have nuclear reactors in Iran. You have energy producing spots in Iran. Now, what people who are concerned about this will tell you is that this would mean that Hezbollah can then launch full force from the north. Hezbollah has hundreds of thousands of rockets. Just a reminder that Syria and Lebanon are no friends of rational, just living your life. They're no friends of Israel, no friends of having peace. They allow Hezbollah to do this, Hezbollah being a proxy for Iran. Iran is the enemy. We've only been saying it for years. So Hezbollah could then launch. Someone was discussing with me last night that the fear is that Hezbollah could cost Israel 100,000 lives. So you want to make sure you act cautiously at this moment. My argument is different. Israel's going to lose 100,000 people no matter what. That's heavy, right? That's a deep thought. They're in it. This isn't something that calms down and then there's quiet for like 8 months and it starts again. This is the war. It started on October 7th. This is their 1948 moment. It is the birth of the nation all over again. This is it. You either put an end to these people or they will eventually end you. You, Israel, cannot handle the war of attrition. You've got more firepower than Ukraine. You have more capability than Ukraine. But you don't have people or time. The only answer is massive force in response. And for us in the U.S., it's to remember that people like those who exist on the Indianapolis City County Council and on college campuses and those college presidents who allow it, these people want death. They're super weird people, and they shouldn't be in positions of power, and they sure as hell shouldn't be listened to. I want to make sure we're all clear, at least where I am at. You might disagree with me. That's fine. Israel does not have the capability to simply say, we can get through this. We can last another 6 months. We don't need to. Your moment is here. You're either going to fight or you're going to die. Because if you don't fight, you're still going to die. Who is John Galt? Sometimes the truth is right in front of you, no matter how badly you don't want to look at it. Jelly Roll,
I never get lonely,
is getting sued
to keep me company.
By Jelly Roll.
If you offer this so forward, so
it's like Spider-Man pointing at Spider-Man. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. You know Jelly Roll. He is a musician that said, you know, I want to look like Post Malone, just heavier. That's all. But damn, can I sing?
Only talk to God when I need a favor, and I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor, God, I need a favor.
Yeah, it's a good song. So there is a wedding band in Pennsylvania called Jelly Roll. And the band is saying, we've had this name 4 years before this guy was born. It's our trademark. And he's abusing it. They obtained the trademark in 2010. They renewed it in 2019. So now it's a question of, well, who gets to call themselves what? Jelly Roll, the musician, the country artist, He's a certified star, and the wedding band is certified to play the Weinstein Bar Mitzvah next Tuesday. I know, it's a Tuesday Bar Mitzvah, but it's the start of the new month, so they allow those kinds of things. It's actually something called Rosh Chodesh, but that's too much information right now. I don't know. I am following this because the wedding band has got an argument. They've got an argument. Possession is 9/10 of the law, and we had the name. Not only do they do the weddings and the Weinstein Bar Mitzvah, they've done shows at the White House for President George W. Bush and his family. Honestly, George Bush at the time really did think he was getting the dessert. And he's like, what is this? Oh, all right, I'll listen to the music, but there better be dessert afterwards. I want to see. I want to see if this wedding band gets crushed by big music. What? There's big pharma. There's big tech, big oil, big music. We'll see. I hope not. They all work out a deal. Someone's got to get paid. That's all there is to it. Someone has got to get paid. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Trump can't find a jury. Trump can't find a jury because of the, I think it was the 96 potential jurors that were there. 50 were like, oh yeah, I can't be impartial. I have feelings about Donald Trump and I cannot be impartial. Oh. Yeah, this is gonna take some time. It's going to be a while. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Find everything I do over at TonyKatz.com. The podcasts, find at WIBC.com. You can find it all there. We're consolidating. Like, everything now is on one page. It's much, much easier to find everything. And pretty soon, the podcast for everything will only be there. So, like, it has been separated for a while, and now we're finally, at long last, getting the consolidation going. So it's all going to be at WIBC.com. Trump on trial in New York for hush money. Shocking, 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 shocking. How would I say this in a way that would, people are in the car with their kids and they're going to school. How do I settle down, parents? I'm going to try and help you on this. Okay, let me see if I can do this in a way that makes sense and helps everybody. All right, I figured it out. Okay, kids, let me explain to you what's going on with Uncle Don. Okay? Uncle Donnie had a friend, and they had a stormy relationship. Oh, screw you. That's hilarious. You stop it. Anyway, they were friends and they kind of enjoyed each other's company. Like I don't know, a couple times at least, you know, and then they weren't friends. But one of them said to this friend said to Uncle Don, I'm going to say things. And Uncle Don said, you shouldn't say things, and here I'm going to give you some money to not say things. And that friend said, okay, which kind of proves she was never a friend to begin with. But that's not the point. If you have to pay somebody not to say something, that's not necessarily a friend, kids. And that's an important lesson from your Uncle Tony. Anyway, let's go back to Uncle Don. So Uncle Don paid this so-called friend to not say anything, and then the so-called friend said something anyway. But that's not even the story. The story is that when Uncle Don paid the friend to not say anything, He did it from the wrong checking account. I know, a checking account. Well, that's what adults have when they have to pay bills and things like that. Bills are the things that we get to pay for the electricity and the water because nothing's free. Well, nothing's free because we don't live in a communist country. Guys, we're getting sidetracked. Can we get back to it? Okay, sure, I'll do that. So he wrote the check to this friend, to say nothing, from the wrong bank account. Then came across, then they came to Alvin Bragg, who's a district attorney and a really terrible guy. And Alvin Bragg decided to sue Donald Trump and go after him and say he's a criminal for writing a check from the wrong checking account, which would normally be a misdemeanor, but now they made it a felony. So now Donald Trump is in court, your Uncle Don, and can't find a jury because nobody wants to sit on the jury because they all have opinions about Uncle Don. You see? That's what's happening. I think that's pretty good. I think I handled that well. Now, if your kids aren't in the car, allow me to explain what's going on. Yeah. You just heard the radio snap off, right? See, I'm not... I gotta get better at how to keep the ratings up. Yeah, they can't find a jury. So they just keep going until they find a jury. And then what is the thing that where Trump fell asleep in the courtroom? And people are like, you call him Sleepy Joe and you fall asleep? if a room is 2 degrees too warm, I will pass out. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. But hey, you call a guy Sleepy Joe, you'll have to deal with the consequences. In the meantime, he's on trial for something he shouldn't be. This is gross what we're watching. And we should say so. Meanwhile, the speaker, Mike Johnson, is going to put forward separate measures on Ukraine and Israel and a host of other things. I'll explain to you what that means coming up.